The reason I think that shamanism is so important is because I think what it really boils down to is a revaluing of personal identity. And that when you strip away the feathers and the chants and all the anthropological gimcrackery that goes along with it, what makes it so compelling and so attractive is that it is a more authentic state of being. Somehow. Now why?
Yeah, a message for the humanity. Come on. Love yourself. Respect yourself. And respect also the other person. Try to realize this. And look for your passion. Go with your passion. And enjoy the nature.
Welcome to the Psychedelic Suitcase. I'm Dave McNee. There's a famous quote that says, "Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans." And I think for a lot of us these days, it's very true. Whether you're stuck at home or on the front lines, I'm guessing life is very different for you now. And it means a lot that you've taken the time to join us, so thank you. Our plans got a little derailed as well. We thought we'd be in a different location by now. But since we're here for a while, we figured it'd be a good time to introduce Joe. Joe, along with his partner Gabby, are our hosts here in Portugal. They run an animal shelter that we've been volunteering at for a few months now. One of the reasons that drew us here was Joe's interest in shamanism. It's something he's been involved with for years. He has a lot to share, so we thought we'd sit down with Joe and talk about shamanism and its journey so far. One thing I should mention, this was recorded outside, and sometimes the wind noise is a little much, and I do apologize for that. Also, you'll occasionally hear in the background some of the animals that we have here, but it's all part of life here, and we thought it was a fairly true representation of what goes on here. So we left it all in, and we hope it's not too distracting. So how did Joe get involved with shamanism? It all started at the young age of 8 years old in Germany, when he started looking into all things spiritual.
I have a very, very crazy experience. I'm looking in the sky and thinking about or contemplate or meditate. I don't know this word with 8 years. About endlessness. Yep. So I'm looking between the stars, and then I come to a point where I know, okay, when I go through, I know what endlessness is. Not intelligent, I know it, I integrate it, but I'm not sure if I can survive in this body, in this normal life. So I have a lot of pressure as a child, so I always interest why I'm here, what is this? I playing with my life, I was not a happy guy, right? You know?
He spent his growing up searching for something more, until one day, he came across something that changed everything.
And then one day I get a flyer, and my stomach, my belly says, I have to go there. So this was a very new experience for me. And this workshop was 2 months later. Right. But I remember this as a sign I have to follow. And then I go there. It was far away, 600 kilometers from Berlin. So we go there with another friend of mine. And it was a shaman workshop from the Twisted Tears, from Deer Tribe there. Teach the paradigm of the Twisted Tears. So the tribe calls Deer Tribe. And I sit there and I see them and I start to cry because finally, there is someone who can describe me, something I'm looking for, you know, touch me immediately, you know. And also in this workshop, we do a sweat lodge.
Yeah.
And we go in naked and sweating a lot. It's not a sauna. It's something very different. It's a magic room. Also calling this 20 energies. And it takes around an hour, one and a half. And I coming out, lay on my belly on the ground, and I cry the second time on this. I cry like a baby, and I feel home again. In this moment, I realize how far I was away from nature, at least my nature. Not flowers, plants also, but nature. I mean, from my body, from myself, you know. We people, we normal Western people, be so much in the brain, just in the head, and we have no contact to the earth, you know, and this is our home.
Everything about it for Joe felt like coming home.
Oh, I come home, I'm happy, and it touched me so deeply emotionally that I cry, you know. And before I don't realize that I'm so lost,
right,
you know, I realize it's just in this moment. So when I'm looking around other normal people in the city or so, they don't know it. Yeah. And I can't tell them. I mean, if they tell them, these are just words, you know. So, and I like to share this like we do now.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to make this experience.
Right.
This is the thing that works.
Having a profound spiritual experience isn't something that's easily communicated. You really do have to go through it yourself to fully understand it. Because what you're experiencing is a battle. Because it's a challenge to really get to know yourself.
The war you find is in yourself. You know, it's your old patterns, mm-hmm. your belief systems, you know. And this is a really fucking hard war.
Yeah.
Yeah? And this is not comfortable. No, but when you go through, you gain such a lot. You gain yourself. We're looking all for ourselves at least, you know?
So after many years of learning the teachings of the Deer Tribe, Joe decided to go to America.
Yeah, I go after years, I go to America. I always want to go there in this Arizona and Utah because I love this landscape. And when I was there, I realized I lived there before because my first contact to the nature, I was alone there in this moment. I start to dance. Not me, not Joe start to dance, something in myself. Want to dance and sing. And this moment, I realized I lived there. I mean, I can't prove it, but it feels right, you know? So, and so this is my second home, I say always. Not the American people, so, and not the cities we was, means my girlfriend, she was also in this tribe, and we was more in nature there. I mean, this nature is incredible, you know? So, yeah, what I learned there, so, okay. Yeah, first we start with a tree ceremony. That means you go in a specific way in the nature and let yourself find from the tree. You know, that means you have to go and not kind of a meditation state, you know. Yeah. Trust your belly. Trust your intuition, not your thoughts. Your thoughts going out. Okay, which tree I want to choose? I like cork trees or something, or big trees, or I want to find a big tree. This stuff you have to put out and let yourself find from a tree. Trust your intuition, and then you go to the tree and ask the tree, and I also realize partly more and more, and I train myself, that these plants are species like humans. They can communicate, not by words, but we have nice talks we got together, you know. And when I tell these people, they say, okay, yeah, maybe it's your own inner dialogue you project to the outside. I say, yes, there is possibility to do this. But on this path, you train yourself to make a reality check, to train your intuition that you are at least sure this is not my intern dialogue. This is really a communication with the outside. Also with stones, you can communicate. For example, when we do a sweat lodge, we ask every single stone if he want to come with us in a sweat lodge to transform himself, to help us that we can transform ourselves. If we don't ask him, or if we receive a no and we take him anyway, it happens that the stone explodes in a sweat lodge. And the meaning of a sweat lodge, at least, is healing. Healing yourself. You give away what you don't need anymore. You call in what you think you need to your development, for your comfort zone, and so on. And also you pray for your ancestors and for all the others. So it's also a gift for others, you know. And at least, normally we have four rounds, whatever that means. The fifth round is for the ancestors. So we close the flap and the ancestors have time to sweat. So in this path is a lot of respect. Respect for the nature, respect for yourself, and respect for the bloodline and all the line back in time for all the humans. I mean, we use, for example, this microphone. With all this development in the past, if this not done or made, we can't use it. And I love this path because one of the first sentences was, and I like to share this because it's very important, he said, don't believe anything of that what we told you. Try out and use what works for you. And that fits for me totally. This is not a belief system. It's a kind of science. Keeps you out of this believing, I believe in blah, 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 in God or in Buddha or whatever you call it, or in Mohammed or Jesus, da, 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 believing. You give yourself your power away. And you risk nothing, you know? If you want to know, you have to ask yourself more than one time, I'm right? This is not comfortable. Sometimes it's not comfortable because you have really tried, not one time, not two times, more times. Okay, did this work really for me? And of course, you have to ask yourself always, not always, but time after time, is this really true, what I believe? So you're shaking your fundament. It's like an earthquake, in an earthquake. This is very uncomfortable. And it makes fear sometimes. But you have to go through, otherwise you're still standing. You don't go, you know? When you grow yourself, you go a stairway, step by step, and you going on the next step and looking, okay, is this comfortable? Can I stay there? Is it safe? Da, 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 in your inner development. Okay, then you stay there a while, looking around, because from this perspective, you have another view on the world. Okay, so and then you go with the other feet there and you're looking, okay, feels comfortable. But you have to leave this. And a lot of people stay there because it's comfortable. It's cozy, you know? Even when they have big problems, they know the problem. So it's comfortable. They know how to handle them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it works not perfect, even not really good, but I'm safe in a way. And, okay, this is this beginning of the end.
After many years of studying shamanism, Joe decided to put what he had learned into practice.
I was even an apprentice, you know. An apprentice means you really go this path. You have the right or the, the honor to look deeper in this knowledge, you know. And you make a vow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make a vow to don't share this specific stuff to others. Not because it's secret. No, you have to have experience and knowledge to handle this stuff.
Right.
Okay, so it's not for everybody. So, and after this 15 years, I feel, okay, it's time now. I quit my apprenticeship. I have so many medicine, you know, that means stuff that works, ceremonies, you know, to heal myself, to find myself more and more. More I don't need, because what I have to use this stuff, you know. And then I quit my apprenticeship because I also have the feeling I have to find now my personal own way. Not because I was angry, no. It feels right. It was no problem also. And then after this, I travel with a bus, you know. Like I say, I lived 10 years in a bus. I buy a mobile home and go in the world because Great Spirit tells me in another ceremony called Vision Quest. You know, you're sitting 3 days alone on a hill and ask you, what's my vision? You know, and Great Spirit speaks with me in a very intense and in a no doubt way. And so, and it's like, buy a mobile home and go in the world. It was very uncomfortable, and I feared to do this alone in this world. I love my home. I love to sit in my home, yeah, because I was shy. So, but I have to do this. And I do this in this 10 years. I would say in this 10 years, I have 2 minutes. I thought I'm on the right way. Just only 2 minutes, I swear.
Yeah.
I swear. So, and this comes also through ceremony, you know, at least to the inner perspective. You sit there on a mountain or wherever in the nature and ask yourself, you open yourself, like we say at the tree ceremony, yeah, and asking Great Spirit or yourself, your inner self, you normally don't hear, yeah, what is my passion? What is my way? And so I come to Portugal in this time. Then I come, yeah, I was on Tenerife because I had the job there. He found me on the beach. The person who I work for this in Tarifa, he found me on the beach because I built furniture and stuff. So I'm good with my hands. This is my talent. And he asked me, okay, you can also build out a mobile home? I said, yes, of course, I can do. I have experience, I can do, da, da, da. Okay, let us, can you, and he asked me, can you do this also in Tenerife? I said, yeah, let's see, what is the budget? You know, and we're speaking about this, and he even gave me the money to pay the ferry to go to Tenerife. So, and I've been there to 1.5 years, have this job, have other jobs, and then I feel I have to go back to Europe, and I come to Portugal. And I feel immediately when I was here, I think I will, it feels like I stay here a while. And this is now 8 years ago or something. I have no calendar, I have no clock, so...
Yeah.
It's Sunday today? I don't know.
Saturday, I think. I'm not quite sure myself.
Yeah.
The mobile home which Joe was talking about, which you can see on our website or on our Instagram page, is where Carolyn and I are currently living. It sits in the valley on the property that they own. Its name is Buffalo Ben. We asked Joe where the name Buffalo Ben came from.
Buffalo comes from when I buy this car, I'm sitting inside and the spirit of this car is like a buffalo. Okay, buffalo. And Ben comes from the Mayan calendar. It's a special quality. Easy to say, it means looking for new spaces, make a step to something new. And I connect this post, Buffalo Ben. It has nothing to do with Buffalo Bill.
No.
Nothing.
No, I didn't.
One of the concepts that Joe passed along from the Deer Tribe to us was the concept of this simple wheel. Think of a compass with north, south, east, and west. In the north, there's mind. In the south, there's emotion. East is spirit, and west is body. So mind, emotion, spirit, and body. And in the center, sexuality. Now take that compass and imagine it as a plate, not a point. It can tilt in any of those four directions. So for example, if it's tilting too much in the body, then you have to go the opposite, into spirit, to balance things out. If you're too much in your mind, then to balance it out, you have to go into emotion and tilt it back that way. You're always trying to find that balance. So everything is equal, including the sexuality in the center, which everything is connected to. I'll let Joe explain further.
Everything is on reels, yeah. Or we call it reels or shields,
yeah.
You know, with this four direction and the center, of course, you know. So, and in this paradigm of the twisted tears and the thous is the emotion. On the other side, in the north, are the mind. Okay, so when you're too much in the mind to balance yourself, at least to heal yourself or to bring yourself again in balance, you have to go a little bit in the south, be a little bit more emotion or looking for emotion. You know, don't analyze everything, you know, start to dance or whatever, you know, just do it. Okay, and in the west, there's a body, the element earth. Okay, when you're too much in a physical, you know, then you're also out of balance and you have to go more to the south, to the other side where the element fire is, the passion, you know. What are you burning for?
Yeah.
You know? And also very interesting is how you deal with these different energies, okay? For example, in the south, you give this energy. So emotion is something to give, you know? Like music, you're singing, yeah? Or dancing, yeah? And when you do this, you smile always, right? So even when you cry out, it's okay. Something have to come up and has to go by emotionally. So do it. So what? Okay, don't throw it down. Then you hold with your emotion. Holding is in the west, okay, with the body. Your body is a kind of accumulator, battery.
Yeah, yeah.
So you receive energy, food, drinking, and you charge your body. And you have the energy when you need it, okay? So that's... So you hold with your body in a way. This is a term, and I try to describe it a little bit, word. Okay. And in the north, where the mind is, or the mentality, it's a quality of receiving. Oh-ho. Aha. Receiving with the mind? Yeah, the mind is something to receive. I always say I'm a lot longer as a seeker. Yeah. I don't looking for something to find. Yeah. I'm a receiver or I'm a finder. And this is so much more efficient. Okay? When I want to know something, I'm open. I turn my my intent, I turn my intent to the direction where I want, what I want to know, and then I'm be an empty glass. And then on a special time, then by intuition or even by an impulse from outside, the answer is coming. So, and this is so much fun. This is so, you know?
Just being open to everything, open to any possibility.
And then I really get an answer from outside. This is not the inner dialogue, you know? So we go to the east. The east, there is a determining. Determining in this part means, where do you want to go? What do you really want? What kind of life you want to live? This is in east, where the fire is. Go with your fire, yeah. You know? So we have learned that we determine with our mind. This is fucking out of balance. Okay? Don't believe me. Try out. Okay? So, but for me, it's yeah. Yeah? And if you read, stories of very successful people, they always do what they like to do. You need this fire.
What I like about this concept is how practical it is. It gives you a plan of action.
And that's the reason why it fits to me so much. It's also very intellectual in a way, because this paradigm, it's very, very big. I can't describe it here now. Even I forget also the half of this stuff, because it doesn't work so much for me, you know? Not because it's wrong, it just doesn't fit to me, to my personality, or to my spirit, or whatever. That's the reason why I say it's a science. But at least, like you say, you go in a ceremony and working with this stuff. You call this information. Now you want to go in this, what you call, and integrate to feel it. You know, not to think about this, to feel it. You know? And sometimes comes very, very interesting information. Never, ever have thought about this. You know? So in this way, yes, it's very, very practical. Very practical.
The trick is to keep balancing those elements so they're all equal. And you are in balance.
Don't feed one aspect of this five. You're not complete. You have hunger for something. You're looking for something. You know? So it's good to ask yourself, not only in the tree ceremony, just in normal life, maybe now, you know, press the break button now in this interview and ask yourself, what is my hunger? You know? An emotional hunger can be, for example, music or dancing or whatever, or even something physical. Be creative with this, you know? And you... physical hunger can is not only food, can be exercises, can be yoga, can be jogging, can be dancing, whatever, or martial arts, whatever. And you have to feed your sexual hunger, you know? Each person is different. Mental hunger is something to receive, you know?
Yeah.
What is your mental hunger? Can be reading a book or a good talk, or an interview, you know, or go in the nature and be open, you know. Doesn't have to be thinking. Yeah, mental thing is normally a receiving thing, but it's another thing, okay? What's about your spiritual hunger? The most people don't feed the spiritual hunger. But if you, for example, a quantum physicist, yeah, and you're going deep in this matter, deep in this, or if you go deep in quantum physics, you start to know, you know, fucking nothing, you know, and that opens the door to a wonder world. And this is a part of spirituality, yeah?
With a lot of us stuck at home, now may be a great time to look inward. I asked Joe what he thought about the current world situation.
I don't know. But I have some thoughts. One thought is, and it makes sense for me, it's a feedback of nature. I say, hello, look what you do to yourself at least and to the nature. Stop, you know, stop and look what you do. Because when we are in the normal day, it's running more and more and more and more and faster and faster and faster and faster. We have no time to stop and to look, even on a weekend. I mean, on a weekend, maybe we make ourselves drunken to relax a little bit. But this is not looking to ourselves. So this is a good thing in the moment because a lot of people have even time to look, you know, and have time for the children, you know. And so this is a good thing on this. And I mean, it is, and we, every person has to do, have to deal with this in the way. I mean, the best thing is always do the best out of this what happened now. Yeah. Do the best out of this what happened. Yeah.
Right.
You know, use this quality in the moment. Okay. If you can't go out, okay, use this time to go inside. You know, don't complain, oh, I can't go out, or fight and rain, oh, because the government don't let me out. Oh, I kill my freedom, kill my freedom. This is the freedom? No, he put you in a jail, in an inner jail, in a mind jail. If you want to go out of this, you are in jail. You put yourself in a jail. You know, say, okay, the time is like this. We have to be careful because a lot of people dying, and or a lot of people suffering because it's not comfortable, this disease, to have this. So, okay, use this time to look inside. Use this. We have the right to do this in a moment, you know. And a lot of people are not used to look inside. They have fear to look themselves. Because they have learned, okay, look, when they look in the mirror, they see something they don't like. Ouch. That fucking hurts. I have this experience also in my past, okay? And then I learned to speak with myself in a nice way, to don't blame myself. So to understand, okay, I do what I can. This is natural to do what you can out of my history and out of them what I've learned. Mm-hmm. So is this wrong? Okay, nobody is perfect. Never. And this is good. Imagine you've been perfect. How boring is this? Nothing to grow anymore. Nothing to learn anymore.
Yeah.
Always right.
Joe tries to incorporate his beliefs into his daily life, and he's found something that really works for him. But being a podcast mostly about psychedelics, we had to ask if he had any experience with them.
I have experience, but in this 15 years, we smoked one time marijuana in this 15 years. So this deer tribe, this paradigma of the twisted tears, is without drugs, absolutely without drugs, and I really enjoy this. I have also LSD experience, ecstasy and weed experience and speed. And I have good experience, you know, because I always use it not as a consuming thing. I prepare myself 1.5 years before I take my first LSD trip because I have a lot of respect or fear. I don't know. Yeah. or you choose.
Yeah.
Yeah? No, I fear. Because I don't want to have a horror trip. So I make myself, I read books and speak with people. What does it mean? Da-da-da. Look deep till I say, okay, I will do it now. And I always do it in a good atmosphere with good people, not on party, you know. I do it 7 times, I think, this lifetime. And always was good and it helps me a bit. But it opens a window or a door, and I can go through in a wonderland. I say, wow, 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 it's this far wahnsinn. Wow, oh, ah, ooh, yeah? A lot. And then the trip is over, I'm coming back, and maybe 1% of this OR I can remember, you know, or I have integrated. You know, so, okay, it's good if you realize this and say, okay, there is more.
Yeah.
So now I go pure and look that I integrated pure. So, for example, through ceremonies or Sundance. I mean, you're dancing 3 days and nights without food.
Yeah.
If you like, without water in a desert of Arizona in summertime, yeah, in July.
It's crazy. Yeah.
You know, this is not comfortable. You become to your edge. You know, one time I think I break down, lay here, and I die. But I go through, and then I have a dance. I was Shiva or whatever, you know. What was such a power, you know. I go over, I go through this pain. Through, not around, not away. And I don't stuck in, no, I go through. And after I go through it, through every pain, there's freedom. And there's power, you know? And I make dances I never danced before and after like this, you know? So, and what I want to say is, if you make ceremonies or if you meditate pure, what you get, you earn, because you're working for this. And you keep it because you earn it.
We talked about other altered states of consciousness, and one of them was a breathing technique that Joe learned.
Yeah, and there's a very simple way to do this. Breathing in your one point. No, it's very simple. I mean, it's one of the basic tools we use. The one point is 3 fingers under your belly button.
Yeah.
And other word for one point is the gravitation point of your luminosity. You know, because we are more than our bodies. We have also,
like an energy.
Aura.
An aura.
Yeah. Something like that, And this is a core point. In other cultures, this is also hara. You know, and in martial art, for example, you train yourself to be there. And if you crack 20 stones with your flat hands, you have muscle power, but the power, the will to do this and to make it happen comes from there, comes not out of the mind, it comes from the belly button. Okay? So, you know, this is when you hear the yeah, you know, this key eye, it comes from there, you know. You center in your gravitation point, you know, and from there you just know these stones will break, no doubt. You don't think this, you just know it. And the easy way to go there is to breathe in. That means you breathe in and hold the breath and push your breath down and try to feel this point, you know. Not there, not deeper.
Right.
Then you make a poop.
Yeah, that's too far.
No, not so deep, you know. You know, just in the belly button.
Yeah.
Hold this a moment as you breathe in. Push down. And breathe out, really relax. And then breathe in. Push down. And if you feel this, it has to be going hard. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you see this, there are some person you can punch them in the belly and they feel just nothing. You know? So this is when this is not steel, like steel is too hard. It's not flexible, you know? Like a tank of rubber or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Something like this, yeah, you know? So
interesting.
And when you do this a few times, you go out of your brain.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to do, you can do this in different ways. You can do it very strong. You know?
Right.
So it depends on your personality. Or you can do it also very soft. Push down and relax. You know? So there, and everything between. You know, depends on your mood, depends on your personality, depends on your style, depends on what mood you're in the moment are.
Yeah.
You know, So this is one simple thing, you know, even in a sweat lodge, you know, when there is a person, because in a sweat lodge is very, very energetic and hot. You say, oh, Dan Chief, this is the leader of the sweat. Dan Chief, I have to go out. You know, a good thing is to say, okay, breathe in your one point, you know, with a commander voice. Breathe in your one point now. You don't have to like it, just have to do it. You don't have to like, you just have to do it. You don't say this, This was intent, okay? And the most time, breathe in one point, it's done. It's good. It's nice again, because all this, I can't anymore. Yeah. Oh, I'm suffering. It's all in the mind. It's in brain, blah, blah, blah. You know, the victim in your brain, yeah? Call you, speak with you, you know, and won't go out. And so, no, it's not the time to listen to this part of you. You want to make a step. Okay, be strong. And when I say be strong, it doesn't mean be hard. Be strong. Hold your focus and don't listen to your weak ego, you know?
One of the lessons that Joe has learned is that sometimes less is more. It gives you some freedom and doesn't tie you down to things.
I have this now. I enjoy this. I deal this, but I don't need this. No. And one interesting thing is... I go in the bus with nothing. I pay my bus. I even borrow a part of the money to buy the bus. Yeah. And then I go in the world with no idea where I go, just like the wind, in trust that something, somehow I will survive. You know, I'm still a... I'm survived just because I'm sitting here now and talking with you. But there was also a time I have to look in the trash for food, you know? Oh, my ego says, no, me in the trash? Boo. It was very, very uncomfortable for me, but I have to do it. And now I don't have any more... fear to do this. My ego doesn't get a crack when I'm looking in the trash, you know. And I think it was almost 2 years. I have in the week 20 euro. That's it. And I survive. And I don't need more. It was okay. So the result of this is I have no fear. Yeah. About that I never have money anymore or so. Something happens. Something always go. If you be creative, you know, Something will happen. Yeah. Something. You have to be open and creative. That's it. Easy.
Being creative is a big part of Joe's life. He creates and records his own music and is drawn to Native American songs and rhythms. We ended the interview with Joe performing one of his favorite songs.
I hear this song, maybe it was an Indian singer with an electronic bass drum. Maybe it was connected somehow by a person on a computer. But I feel so, wow, what a song. Yeah, that fits to me. It shows a part of my character, you know. And yeah. So I learn this and I take this and I don't know the words, but okay, enjoy. Hey, I got a dumbbell. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Hey, I got a dumbbell. Hey, I got a dumbbell. Hey, I got a dumbbell. Dakota ho chi la ke ya. Hey, I got a dumbbell. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, I got a dumbbell. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Hey, I got a dumbbell. Hey, I got a dumbbell. Hey, I got a dumbbell. Dakota ho chi la ke ya. Hey, I got a dumbbell. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Tompelo, hey, agana Tompelo, hey, agana Tompelo, hey, agana Tompelo, hey, agana Tompelo, ia chichakea, akechea pelo, hey, 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 hey. Hey, agana Tompelo, hey, agana Tompelo, hey, agana Tompelo, tako tau chila keia, hey, agana Tompelo, hey, hey, hey.
That's awesome, Joe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Caroline.
So that was our chat with Joe. We look forward to spending more time here with both Joe and Gabby. We're going to miss this place when we leave. To see more of what Joe is up to, check out his YouTube channel. We'll put a link in the show notes, but he goes under the name TwinFlame01. Remember to check out our website, thepsychedelicsuitcase.com. And please, if you can, follow us on Instagram or Facebook. And if you can give us a like or a review wherever you listen to the podcast, that'd be really nice. It does help the show a lot. The Psychedelic Suitcase is produced by Carolyn Myers and myself, your host, Dave McNee. I hope you'll join us again when we unpack more of The Psychedelic Suitcase. Until next time, safe travels.